Despite continuing losses, talk of a possible sale of Fairpoint Communications has picked up recently. Earlier this year, the company reached a collective bargaining agreement that will benefit its bottom line and make it more attractive to buyers. And last week, Fairpoint's CEO attracted attention when he brought up the idea of a sale. BPR's Steve Zind has more.
In Fairpoint's first quarter earnings conference call, CEO Paul Sinu said the company is receptive to the idea of a sale.
We must consider mergers and acquisitions as either a seller or a buyer as part of our overall strategy.
Fairpoint could remain an independent company, but if it is sold, it would most likely be purchased by a larger telecommunications company. Barry Sine is a telecom analyst with Drexel Hamilton, a Wall Street financial services firm. Despite Fairpoint's quarter-after-quarter losses, Sine says buyers could be interested in the company.
The crown jewel of Fairpoint, and this is a very valuable asset, is their 18,000-mile fiber optic network across Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
The fiber network is at the heart of the side of Fairpoint's business that's growing. In contrast to losing residential customers, Fairpoint is gaining valuable enterprise business like wireless carriers, hospitals, and state governments. Sine says Connecticut-based Frontier Communications is the most likely buyer for Fairpoint. Frontier has operations in 28 states and more than 17,000 employees. Last fall, Frontier took over AT&T's landline operations in Connecticut, and now it's in the process of acquiring Verizon's landline services in California, Florida, and Texas. Sine says Frontier will likely wait until it's integrated those acquisitions before it takes a serious look at Fairpoint.
So what we would be talking about would perhaps be middle of 2017 before they have the management attention time that it would take to acquire Fairpoint.
Sine says two other companies might be interested in acquiring Fairpoint, CenturyLink, based in Louisiana, and Windstream Communications in Arkansas. He says both operate in rural markets around the country. Sine says many of Fairpoint's largest shareholders are investors who purchased defaulted bonds when the company declared bankruptcy, and they're looking to sell.
Their envisioned exit has all along been, you know, selling this company to another larger phone company.
If no buyer materializes, Sine believes Fairpoint is in a position to continue to operate on its own now that it has new contracts with organized labor. A spokesman for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Vermont says the union is aware of speculation about a sale and would welcome the opportunity to be a partner in what he termed a more successful business than Fairpoint. Any sale of Fairpoint would require the approval of state regulators. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.